Box law 13-70, engine swallow pie ground 1, engine 8, engine 52, engine 36, you're the writ, engine 23, engine 14, truck 16, truck 10, rescue 1, medic 15, battalion chief 3, battalion chief 6, respond Front Street at Pressman Street, reported a dwelling fire. Box law 13-70, engine swallow pie ground 1, engine 8, engine 52, engine 36, you're the writ, engine 23, engine 14, truck 16, truck 10, rescue 1. Medic 15, Battalion Chief 3, Battalion Chief 6, respond to Brunt Street at Pressman Street, reported a dwelling fire. Operations Fire Ground 1, your time out was 22:29.
Tower 1, Medic 1, respond. Medical Alarm 6-41, Orleans Street and Central Avenue. Breathing problems with police at the Burger King. Tower 1 Medic 1 respond, box area 6-41, Orleans and Central. Breathing problems with police at the Burger King, 2229.
Hey, I got a float. SCN.
Engine 52, engine 52, try and route 605, round 1.
Fox alarm 13-70. Engine 8 on the scene, about a 3-story brick metal group, Forrester on 3rd floor. Engineering has command 2230.
Round 1.
Battalion Chief 1 on the scene. I'll give you an update in a minute.
Battalion Chief 3.
Safety Officer 2, assign me to the box.
2231.
Ambulance 22, respond, box 347-1, 2629 Washington Boulevard, St. Wilmington Avenue, in the dead end for the hemorrhage. Male patient, ambulance 22, respond, box 347-1. 2629 Washington Boulevard, between Wilmington Avenue and the dead end for the hemorrhage, adult male, 21 Alpha 1, respond, timeout 2231.
Off the bottom.
Truck 27, respond. Box area 46-40, 3815 Hayward Avenue, between Cordelia and Nelson, investigate the smoke detector in Unit 1. Truck 27, respond. Box area 46-40, 3815 Hayward Avenue, Cordelia and Nelson, investigate the smoke detector standing in Unit Number 1, 2232.
Engine 52, engine 52, turn route.
Airplex 1, respond, box law 13-70, operations 5 ground 1, Front Street at Pressman Street for the dwelling. Airplex 1, respond, box law 13-70, operations 5 ground 1, Front Street at Pressman Street for the dwelling fire. Operations 5 ground 1, your timeout is 22:32. 32.
Truck 10 or whatever engine is coming to the rear, bring Blitzfire, your rams, bring the big lines. Commander Communications, I have extension to 569 on the 3rd floor. You can make this a working fire.
Message received, working fire 2233.
52 plus, private and blunt. Front.
Truck 16.
I think that's what you
And, Dave, what floor are you on?
We're not from the first floor now. We're making good progress. We're going to have
platform responding.
2235
as well. Command communication, this is Bacon's Welland.
Bacon's Welland, 2234.
Command communications. Also, we got an extension to the Delta side. Delta, let's go.
Message received, 2234.
Tag 6 on the scene of 50.
Give me an engine 8.
Hey, sir, we're in the front of the house.
Communications to command, electrified said within the hour.
16, give me a condition on the roof.
Pressman division.
Commanded truck 10, I need you to raise your ladder to the roof. Command is safe. Can you give me an update on the Charlie division?
Truck 10.
Conditions are still poor. Roof fully involved on at least two dwellings. Copy that.
Head command. It's moved about 3 or 4 down. It was wind driven and it's moving fast.
Fours gave out on the third floor. We're standing by on the second, trying to get access.
Command to command all crews on the main fire building. This is going to be an exterior attack. Bring your crews out. We're going to attack it from the outside. The third floor is fully involved. So evacuate the dwelling.
Truck 16 command. We're making the third floor now. Give us another 30.
Box 70, exterior operations only. Box area 13-70, exterior operations only. It's fully involved. It's 2237.
Third floor.
As your 14 is an 8, let us know when you're out. We'll open it up in the rear.
Make a quick knock and give me an update. Truck 16, I need to get to the Bravo exposure and open it up.
Tracy to command.
Command all units on the fire ground. The Bravo exposure, nobody is to go in. Command, Stacy, go ahead.
You got a ladder flight set up yet?
Not yet. I need truck 10 and truck 16 to put their ladders up.
Communications to command.
Truck 16. He's setting up your ladder for ladder flight operations.
Communications to command. Did you copy Engine 8 said he was on the third floor when he was putting a knock on it? And you advise exterior operations only.
Command to Engine 8. How's that condition out there?
Engine 8, the floor is up and down over 100% fine. We're making a knock on the third floor now. If we get a backup ladder, we can get it.
Command Engine 13. Take a backup line to the third floor of the fire building. We're still making an interior attack. It seems to be structurally sound at this time. Command Engine 8, you got Engine 13 coming out to you.
Oh, great.
Command Communications, who's my working fire unit?
And Engine 13, Truck 18, FIV, Safety Officer 2 is already in route. And Airflex is also en route.
He's my additional engine unit.
It was Engine 13.
Engine 2, come in, Engine 23, give me an update. What's your location?
Second floor of the Delta exposure.
Command to Charlie's Vision. How's it looking back there?
Putting that fire through the roof line at the Delta exposure and original fire building. You have units going on third floor, did you get them out yet?
They're still knocking the fire down.
Alright, well it's through the roof on that third floor, on that Delta exposure. We're gonna have to get around with that, with a ladder fight to that roof line.
Command copy. Command to Engine 8, Engine 13. Make your way out of the building. We're going to bring up truck 10 and truck 16 and set up a ladder pipe to get the roof area. I need you to exit the building.
Hey, that's out. We're coming out now.
FIB 10, I'm on scene.
2240.
Safety command. You're only going to have truck 16 for their ladder fight. 10 trucks too far away.
Moving up now.
Communications to Engine 13. Engine 13, did you copy to exit the building? 2243.
We're going to remove the truck out of the ladder pipe and service. Command to 13, you are making your way down with Engine 8.
That's affirmative. We just got two lines. We've got to give us a minute to get around here. We'll be out in a minute.
Crawl 5 on the scene.
Crawl 5 on the scene.
City Call 5, 2243.
And your 51 medic 16 respond. Medical alarm 51-30, 5000 East Monument Street, between Crescent and Pulaski for chest pains. And your 51 medic 16 respond. Medical alarm 51-30, 5000 East Monument Street, between Crescent and Pulaski, chest pains. And Delta 1 respond.
Command communications, at this time, crews are making a knock of the main fire building. We still have some extension to the Delta exposure and some to the Bravo Fusion roof.
Command message received, 2244.
Engine 8, exit the building now. Leave the hose and exit the building now. Truck 10 to command. We need a water supply for our ladder pipe. Command, for the ladder pipe. Truck 10, we need a water supply. Truck 10, disregard that. We got one. Copy that.
For fuel, ma'am.
Oh, Biddle Street for fuel. Truck 26.
Command to the unit on the Bravo exposure. Just exit the building at this time. Exit all three buildings, evacuate all three buildings.
Fox alarm 13-70. All units exit the building. All units exit the building. All three buildings. Exterior operations at this time. Exterior operations only at this time. It's 2246.
Truck 16 command, we need a water source.
Copy that. Engine 8, can you give truck 16 a water source? Truck 10 to command. We're ready to blow the ladder pipe under command. Command to truck 10, go ahead. Can you give me an update on what you got? Can you see up there too? Okay, we can send a guy up. Hang along. Command cost.
Communications to command. When you get a chance, can we get a corrected location? Communications to command.
The corrected address is 571 Franklin Street.
Message received, and are all three vacant or just the one?
69, 571, and 573 all vacant.
Message received, all vacant, 571, 69, and 73. It's 2248.
Command to truck 10 on the ladder. Give me an update up there. Original fire building about half the roof's gone. You got some hot spots on the Alpha exposure, nothing on the Bravo exposure.
Give me in to Charlie, give me an update back there.
On a visible fire sock, Charlie size. Looks like you got some fire in the center of these buildings. We don't have access to.
Command copy.
Charlie, back up. I'm going to flow it over.
Luxury 41-1, quarters engine 41, civilian sick walking. Medic 20 to respond, box area 41-1, quarters of engine 41, civilian sick walk-in, timeout 2249.
RC Mall with 16-1, just let me know when you're ready.
You
Truck 10 ladder to command, all visible fire up here on the roof is knocked down. Like I said, the main fire building, about half the roof's gone.
Thank you to Charlie. BG is on their way around the back to you.
Engine 23, command. Driver 1, exposure, all 3-4.
Truck 10-4 to truck 10-2, have engine 8 shut us down for a minute so we can see what's going on. I'm pretty sure everything knocked down real good. Truck 10-2, I copy. Command to truck 10 to truck 16. You can shut down the lines right now. Truck 10-2 to engine 8, mobile. Shut down our line.
Having between Olmsted and Logan Street for the unconscious gunshot victim. And 57 Medic 9 EMS 6 respond, box area 57-1, 4220 Curtis Avenue between Olmsted and Locust, unconscious gunshot. 27 Delta 2 response, 2255.
Charlie, command.
Command to Charlie, go ahead.
Is the roof burned off? Because we still got fire on that third floor original fire building.
Is it more back to your end or what? Because we got nothing showing on the front.
It's affirmative, it's towards the Charlie side.
Come in, truck 10. Do you see that? I see a little bit of fire behind the chimney, which we're not going to be able to get. They're going to have to go up there and pull the ceilings down. Good part of the roof's gone to the front. The back's probably about a quarter left. You think truck 16 can hit it? No, it's behind the chimney. None of us will be able to hit it from this side. Command copy.
Charlie, command. We can reach most of it with a handline on the Charlie side.
Command copy.
Medic 27 respond by 340-61, 2835 Forest Glen Road between the Dead End and Wheatfield Road for the 6-7-year-old female. Medic 27 respond by 340-61, 2835 Forest Glen Road between the Dead End and Wheatfield Road, 6-7-year-old female. 26 Alpha 2 respond, timeout 2257.
Cases to command, 22 minutes into the incident.
Truck 10, portable 2 to portable 1. Can you meet me at the truck? Truck that portable 4 to command. Have you had a company go in on that third floor and check that ceilings on this end of the group? I still got a lot of smoke pushing all the way around this thing.
command the truck then. We're going to send crews into the main fire building to the third floor to try to knock the extension down.
Okay, I also have a lot of smoke pushing out of this end of the group right here, all the way around, all three sides.
Command Charlie, be advised. I'm sending crews into the main fire building and crews into the shelter side, to the roof area. Commander Truck 10.
Man.
Can you work on your, off your ladder and see, check the roof area, open it up a little bit?
Thanks, Command.
Engine 31, Medic 6, respond, Medical Alarm T5-22, 2826 Hawker Road, between Alameda and Savoli, Medic 50-year-old male. Engine 31, Medic 6, respond, Medical Alarm T5-22, 2826 Hawker Road, for the diabetic male. 1321, response, 2302.
Command Engine 13, Rescue 1, when you get up to the second floor, try to knock some of those boards out from the window.
Rescue 1 to command. Third floor just has a lot of trash going, and we're up on the third floor now investigating.
Command, copy.
Get down there.
Resident crossing. Engine 27, respond box alarm. Get box area 27-80. 4100 Harris Avenue, car alarm residential, fire alarm 23-0.
Seconds of sound around that shore. Come in, Engine 8. How's it looking there? Hey, we're good. We're making a third floor now. Command copy. Okay, Roots Command, it's Roots Island off here we can work off of. We're definitely going to have to cut some holes and pull some of this back from the main fire building. Okay, we'll break this off. Command copies. Command instruction, be advised, there is some fire in the roof area, third floor, about 10 feet from the front, in the middle. Copy. Come in, Engine 13. Did you make that third floor yet?
We're on the third floor now.
We're on the third floor, original fire building. We have a little bit of fire in the center of the dwelling. We're opening up and knocking it out. Everything's safe, but still sound. Command copies. Drop that roof today, you got fire in the Bravo enclosure, third floor. Command, do something he's calling for fire in the Bravo enclosure.
Charlie Command, power's cut.
Command copy. Truck 10 to command. On the Delta exposure to work the roof we're working on, is it all clear underneath for any cornices and pieces to be falling? We all clear underneath? We're all clear. Copy.
Cases to command.
Command, go ahead.
40 minutes into your incident.
Command, copy.
23 and hours.
I'll be in service on a brush fire.
Message received,
2 minutes, truck 16. Hey, can you move your ladder over to the Bravo exposure?
On truck 16, officer. You have to call truck 16. There we go.
16, I need you to move your ladder flight with your ladder over to the Bravo exposure.
16 copies.
Engine 27, accidental activation.
Message received, 2314.
Commander Communications, be advised. At this time, the bulk of fire is not, but we still have some extension to the Bravo cruiser and the Delta cruiser.
Message received, 2314.
Command Engine 13, come in and update on the third floor, Delta exposure.
Sergeant, we're open up now, this will help.
Copy that. Command Engine 8, give me the update on the third floor on the main fire building.
Engine 8, we're up here on the third. Just hitting some hot spots. We're opening everything up, making sure we get it all out before we go down to the second. Please check that. We're just going to work our way slowly, floor by floor, to make sure it's all out, all right?
Command copy. Command Engine 8. Check the in the main fire building, your Bravo side roof area through the ceiling. We got fire in the Bravo exposure on the third floor roof area.
I copy. The only place we've seen any efforts were in the Bravo Charlie corner, but we got them out.
Well, 40 and a quarters of engine 8.
We're from the roof. Hornets is completely removed. It's been wet down. Have popped the skylight. And now we're working on the Charlie side. There's a chimney back here. Has some extension around it, so we're peeling it all back. Overall, looks good.
Command copy. Start test.
Committed Charlie Division, now you're looking back there. Good man, Charlie. How's it looking back there?
Everything's clear.
Command copies. Commander Communications, you can place this fire under control.
Fire under control, 2319.
Can we get some remarks in here?
Command a truck 10.
10.
How is that Bravo exposure roof look from your angle up there?
Well, the one next to me is completely turned off. Pretty much up and left.
Fire building, that's Bravo exposure.
Correct, I'm on Bravo 1, correct? Yeah, I got Bravo next to me. It's really bad. Primary fire building is missing the roof towards side alpha.
Copy that.
Hey, Command. Can you send two more hooks in? Two more members.
Call 5, me in service, clean the fire.
Command engine 52.
52, go ahead.
Meet me in front of the fire building.
Buck 5, Medi-4, MS 5, respond medical line 13-20, 15-18, Park Avenue between Mosier Street and McMeekin Street, so a hanging 40-year-old female. Truck 5, Medi-4, MS 5, respond medical line 13-20, 15-18, Park Avenue, so a hanging 40-year-old female, 9 Echo 3 response, 23-27.
Truck 16, command. Roof is clear on the Bravo side. The cutoff is all clear.
On medical alarm T5-70 for the 1 East 25th Street Department Apples in Lincoln 6 at Barkley Street, CK 53-year-old male. Ample 26, respond medical alarm T5-70 for the 1 East 25th Street Department Apples in Lincoln 6. Sick case, 63-year-old male, 26 Alpha, 11 Lincoln Boss, 23-29.